This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
One of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGIncOH.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Botkins, 25 and 274.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the five-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, GoffneyFurniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
I'd like to make a toast to the barbecue beef melt smothered in sweet, tangy barbecue sauce on Texas toast from Frisch's Big Boy.
Cheers!
Well, I'd like to make a toast to their new cranberry turkey melt covered in their cranberry tartar sauce, also on Texas toast.
Here, here!
And I would like to make a toast to the Monte Cristo with ham and Swiss cheese and drizzled with warm syrup.
Was that a fake accent?
Well, it's on French toast, so I thought
Yeah, that's not a French accent.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Brookins in Fort Laramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, BRUCKENS pub.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars. I really need service at M&A as free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123. Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse through our company website at tomjerrys.com. Or call Mike at 937-295-3243. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Visit tomjerrys.com. Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman. Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com. Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Meiring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game.
He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab, all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up, and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
And good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Mike Wick. We are here at Fort Loramie. It is Hoops for a Cure night at the Fort Loramie Gym. Great crowd on hand for this benefit game, Hoops for a Cure, between Fort Loramie and Anna. It is Shelby County League game number one for Anna. Shelby County League game number four for Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie 4-2 on the year. Anna 1-1. The Rockets have split two games. These two clubs, Fort Loramie and Anna, are getting off to a late start in high school basketball. Anna extremely late because of terrific football campaigns for the two. Of course, Anna won the D6 state championship, going 14-1, dominating the entire field. Fort Loramie over the last 2 years, 22-4 in high school football, state semifinals last year, and this season regional semifinals. Two outstanding head coaches, Nick Marino, Anna, Spencer Wells, Fort Loramie, trying to shake, as I said, Anna Extrue Bremen. The Rockets were beaten, rebounded with a big triumph over New Knoxville on Monday. Anna Rockets losing at New Bremen 57-54, clobbering New Knoxville on December 23rd, 2 days after Christmas, 94-39. Playing Fort Loramie here tonight, 2 days after Christmas. And I say the New Knoxville game was 2 days before. That's what I meant to say, December 23rd. Mike Wick alongside, filling in for Chuck. Chuck and I covered here on scoresbroadcast.com, 50-45, and lost up at Worcester last Saturday night against Berlin Highland, a club which took part in the state championship game last year in Division IV. Berlin Highland pulled away from Fort Loramie very late. Redskins were extremely competitive. Final tally in that game was 56-47. These two teams trying to replace the absence of some height in the middle. Grant Albers was a factor toward the end of last year in the post for Fort Loramie. He's coming on strong already this year. Steer head coach Corey Britton. 9-year head coach Nate Barhorst at Anna has got to deal with the loss of Griffin Dosick. The 6'5.5 inside player shot threes extremely well, had 8 to 9 rebounds a game a year ago, shot fouls extremely well, averaged about 16 points per contest. Good news for Anna, Ben Kovacs in the win over New Knox
Knoxville stepped into the middle and scored 14 points. The 6'2 junior will fill the shoes of Griffin Dosick along with Justin Murray, a 6'4 senior. So I think how these two teams develop over the course of the year may be dictated in part by the contributions of post players who need to come along quite nicely over the course of the campaign. How good were these two teams in football? Well, exceptionally good. Just take a look at the all-state honors earned by players in Anna, Division 6. Offensive player of the year statewide, Riley Huelskamp. First-team offense, quarterback, Bart Bixler. First-team offense, Riley Huelskamp. First-team defense, Will Luthman. Second-team defense, Isaac Leininger. Third-team defense, Malachi Minnick. For Fort Loramie in Division 7, player of the year on defense in the state of Ohio, Max Hoying of Fort Loramie. First-team defensive player and linebacker was Max. Second-team offense, offensive line, John Pangalinan, the center for Fort Loramie. Third-team offense statewide, Blake Holdhouse. Third-team defense around the state, Max Fortman along the line, and linebacker Noah Giozzi. Colin Moore, the quarterback for Fort Loramie, earned special mention. That's how good these two teams were in football this past campaign. Fort Loramie going 10-2, and Anna 14-1, winning the D6 state championship. We've got about 12 minutes or so until the tip-off of our game tonight, our pregame being presented to you in part by the In-Between. It's located smack dab in between Bodkins to the north, Anna to the south, New Bremen to the west, Jackson Center to the east. Although the food is not in between, it is out of this world. We're back in 60 with more pregame than the starting lineups in the tip on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkins, 25 and 274.
Welcome back to Fort Loramie. I'm Jack Kramer with Mike Wick, pinch hitting for Chuck McBee tonight. He's down in Florida for another week or so. It's our pregame before tonight's first Shelby County League meeting of the year between Fort Loramie and Anna. These are the two clubs which figure to have the best chance to chase down Jackson Center this year. Bodkins is fast improving. The Trojans now 5-2 on the season. Fairlawn, by the way, has a 2-2 mark so far on this young campaign. Houston 2-5. Rushi 3-5. Jackson Center out in front, 5-0 overall, having won three games in league play. Huge contest tonight at Jackson. Bodkins plays against the Tigers this evening. Before we talk more basketball, we're going to bring in Dan Holland, superintendent of schools, Fort Loramie, by way of a pre-recorded conversation. Big night here at Fort Loramie, grand fundraiser, Hoops for a Cure. Dan highlights for us in the next couple of minutes the unique successes of Fort Loramie students in athletics and in academics. And he also notes the recent college signings of a trio of Fort Loramie female athletes.
three young ladies, both in three different sports. Madison Lessing signed a letter of intent to go to UNOH in golf. Kennedy Gephardt, an outstanding athlete, signed at BGSU for track. And Andrea Rotifer is going to Trine, and she will be competing in the pole vault. Between all our fall sports, we had over 20 All-Ohio student athletes, and also Max Hoyne was Player of the Year in Division 7 in defense for football. So we've got kids that are excelling on the court, on the field, and also in the classroom with the academic All-Ohios as well.
Hey, highlight the FFA students, ninth in the nation in their endeavors.
Yeah, I was really impressed. Justin Putoff, Blake Holthouse, Austin Bullheimer, and James Keller competed in the national event for ATMS and got ninth place. And I went and watched them practice, and it was really impressive to see how they troubleshoot and just really problem solve, skills that'll help them later in life. But what an outstanding placement for our school and those kids.
Hey, how about the high school band performing at Disney?
Yeah, I was never very musically inclined, but I wasn't able to go, but we had plenty of videos sent back, and the kids had a lot of fun. And Kyle Kanapke, our band director, has done a lot to improve his program and get buy-in from the kids. And it's trips like these that I think help keep his numbers up, keep kids interested. And we got a lot of positive reports about how our kids behaved and the fun that they had there. So what a great experience for those kids.
Dan Holland, Superintendent of Schools, Fort Loramie, thanks so much. We'll see you again in the office.
The time that you spend to go and make sure that folks that can't make it to the games can listen to the play-by-play, and just want to thank you for all you do for our student-athletes.
Dan Holland, Superintendent of Schools at Fort Loramie. We apologize. A little glitch there toward the end. We were on the Fort Loramie computer network system, and we noticed that just several seconds ago it did cut out. We had a brief issue last time we were here for the New Bremen-Fort Loramie game at halftime. It broke up. Our transfer rate remains pretty strong about 99% of the time, but occasionally it just simply dips. So on the receiving end, you will sense the sound cutting away ever so briefly, but then returning. Fort Loramie hosting Anna tonight. Shelby County League Hoops on scoresbroadcast.com. We are pleased to promote Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park Street in Fort Loramie. A new sponsor here on Scores Broadcast. Physical therapist and owner Jim Spitzer, 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's fully qualified and a licensed physical therapist. He works a one-on-one individual basis with you. He develops a truly customized treatment program for you, and to maintain great progress, he creates a specialized home program for you. Jim Spitzer, Pinnacle Sports Therapy, treats knees, shoulders, ankles, all kinds of sports injuries, and he treats orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie, accepting all major commercial insurances, including Anthem plus Medicare and workers' comp. Most insurance companies may not require a physician's referral to visit Pinnacle Sports Therapy. A superb physical therapist like Jim Spitzer is a good person to know. For the last 13 years, he's operated Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation on Center Street in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, new sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, let us help you move forward. Anna Rockets in the road green, shooting around down to her right. Fort Loramie in the home white to our left. Fort Loramie wearing the pink Hoops for a Cure t-shirts over the white home jerseys. And Anna down to her right wearing the white Hoops for a Cure t-shirts over the road green jerseys. Need the right solution for true comfort? We'll call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his well-qualified techs at Tom and Jerry's, fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned, building a quality name, a customer at a time. At Tom and Jerry's, we'll do what it takes to make your home or business feel perfectly comfortable, no matter what the outside temp happens to be. And we take pride in offering prompt and professional assistance. Eliminate those hot spots or cold spots. Simply make an appointment right now through the company website at TomJerry's.com or call Mike Holdhouse at 937-295-3243. That's 295-3243. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Visit TomJerry's.com. The Anna Rockets have been boosted since the opening game with fine shooting performances against New Knoxville by Isaiah Masteller, who dropped in 15 points. Cameron Stewart added 15. Ben Kovacs, 14, as I alluded earlier. And Riley Uhlskamp had a dozen. Bart Bixler, 14. They paced Anna in scoring in that season-opening loss at New Bremen, the game we covered last Saturday night. Isaiah Masteller, 24 points in two games for Anna. He's just a junior, 6'2", 155-pounder, and he is going to be a major contributor over the course of this season. Uhlskamp and Bixler will be marked men. You can bet defenses will spy on those two outstanding athletes. That might free the likes of Masteller and Stewart and Isaac Leininger as well. Ben Kovacs, as we noted, 14 points against New Knoxville. Very pleasant contribution by Kovacs for head coach Nate Barhorst. The 6'2 junior will team up with 6'4 senior Justin Murray on the inside for Anna this year, as those two combine to replace 6'5 and a half Griffin Dosick. For the Fort Loramie Redskins, it's been a three-point shooting fest. It often is for Anna as well. And we'll see the triples fly left and right tonight. And it should be a very physical game. Both the Fort Loramie New Bremen and Anna New Bremen games were quite physical. Caleb Meyer, a three-pointer for Fort Loramie in the victory over the St. Henry. Devin Ratterman dropped in a three in that game. Nolan Burnings, 14 points, were triggered by four threes. Grant Albers was the player of the game in that recent scores broadcast, webcast of the Fort Loramie-St. Henry game. He had 17 for Fort Loramie against St. Henry. The 6'2 junior is going to be relied upon in the middle for Fort Loramie this season. Mike Wick alongside. Chuck McBee is bathing in sunshine down in Florida. Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. We've got the starters and the tip when we return. It's Fort Loramie hosting Anna. Shelby County League action here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy broasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com.
Oh, the Fort Loramie High School Pep Band striking up across the way, and we've got a terrific crowd here on Hoops for a Cure night at Fort Loramie High School. A lot of green and white and red and black behind us, and across the way, the seats are adorned with red and black. That is predominantly a Redskins crowd on the far side. And I bet this gymnasium is about 80% full. We are likely going to have about 1,900 here on hand for this game tonight between Fort Loramie and Anna. Don't forget, three Fort Loramie game sponsors are with us for each Fort Loramie boys and girls basketball contest. M&A Muffler and Tires, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, and Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram in Fort Loramie. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. GAIERS Inc.com. Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt at 800-474-4123.
And welcome back here to Fort Loramie. Big round of applause for the Anarockets D6 state football champs. Head coach Nick Marino and staff, a fine performance along the sideline. And the Anarockets, led by more than 20 seniors, were phenomenal, dominating D6, 14-1 record in the playoffs of five games. Only gave up two touchdowns in the second half in those five contests. And in 15 games over the course of the season, including the playoffs, Anna's defense racked up about 170 tackles for lost yardage. Starting lineups being introduced for the visiting Anarockets. Isaac Leininger at a guard, 6-footer, 165-pound senior. He is joined by Riley Hulskamp, a 5'10", 185-pound senior, and Bart Bixler, 5'11", 165, and a senior as well. The other two starters, wing player Cameron Stewart, 6'2", 200-pounder, a senior, and Justin Murray in the middle, 6'4", 220, and a senior. Fort Loramie Redskins being introduced here momentarily as the gymnasium is darkened a little bit. Nick Brandewee, Caleb Meyer, Grant Albers, Nate Meyer, and Nolan Burning are your five starters. Nick, a 6'2 senior. Caleb, a 6'2 junior. Grant Albers, a 6'2 junior. He played a lot last year as a sophomore, did Grant. Nate Meyer, a 6-foot junior, and Nolan Burning, a 5'11 junior. Both teams will shoot the threes. This could be a three-point filled contest here tonight. So many thanks to Barker Insurance, located north of 25A. Bark Bunchers, so many fans. Barker Insurance on every ball game, volleyball match, baseball, softball game, business or life insurance pro for and others. Needs perfectly when served by Barker, and that is for sure. Barker Insurance, County Road 25A, mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance, the most valued agency in the area, 937-492-1857. A couple of new underwriting sponsors, Hoing and Hoing Builders, McCartyville Road, just outside Anna near Kettlersville, and Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants, Main Street in Fort Loramie. We salute them, along with Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie, new underwriting sponsors. Tip to start the game, won by a young man in green. It's knocked to Riley Yulskamp. Number 21 brings it down the floor, feeds Isaac Leininger, head of the key. Far left flank to Bart Bixler. On a weave to Cameron Stewart. Tight man-to-man by Fort Loramie. Yulskamp 25 feet away. Picked up tightly by Nick Brandaway. Interesting matchup there. Two tough-as-nails young men, Yulskamp and Brandaway, guarding each other down to our right. Anna with a lengthy possession. Rockets have had the ball 35 seconds, no shot yet. They look inside for Justin Murray. Straight away to Bixler. Anna hasn't penetrated the arc, but more than a step. Now it goes to Murray low on the left. He takes a stride around Albers, who deflects it out of bounds. 7:14 left, opening quarter, no score. Yulskamp inbounds, hits the cutter. It is Bixler down the lane, catches in traffic, scores, and he's fouled. Strong play by little mighty mite, Bart Bixler. He's at the stripe for a three-point chance. Foul picked up by Brandaway of Fort Loramie. Bixler, three-point opportunity, sinks the free throw, 3-0 Anna. And the Rockets have four defenders in backcourt. Pressure applied. Fort Loramie trying to get it in. It goes up the right side of the floor to Albers. Leaves it for Burning behind the timeline. He's checked by Leininger in the half court. Top of the circle, Caleb Meyer. Ball whipped into the post to Grant Albers. Goes to work on Murray. Flips up a banker, a fadeaway. Short, no good. Hit the glass, the rim came off. Rebounded by Murray. Ahead to Leininger. 3-0 Anna, 6:50 left, opening quarter. Far left wing, Yulskamp. Into the mid-post area to Murray. Back to the basket. Tosses on the arc to Stewart. Stewart rolls left. Now here's Leininger, 25 feet away. On him, Burning. Anna very patient at the offensive end. Worked hard for his first basket. Turned it into a three-point play. Bart Bixler netted it. Ball thrown to Murray, foul line. Oh, a little give and go down the lane to Yulskamp. He's bottled up below the basket, and he double dribbled. Good late defense by Fort Loramie. Long rebound to Anna. Here's Yulskamp, shake and bake move. Down along the baseline, here's a no-look pass, intercepted. Right into the hands of Nate Meyer of Fort Loramie. We played 2 minutes and 20 seconds, 3-0 Anna leads. Oh, here's a good backdoor. Wow, outstanding pass. Brandaway hit Albers. Boy, Nick threw a seed to Albers, drifting in along the baseline. He caught it, laid it through in one motion. 3-2 Anna in the lead by one. Here's a deflection out near the timeline by Caleb Meyer. Anna recovers. Left wing, Yulskamp. Bounce pass back to the basket, Murray. He goes to work on Albers. Murray in the lane. Little fall away, 8-footer. Hit the back brace and came off. Fort Loramie with the board. Quickly down the floor in the right corner. He goes on the play to Nate Meyer. Hits the cutter coming to the foul line. It is caught there on the play by Caleb Meyer. His soft jumper, feather-like touch, playmaker.
And steps on the line.
He had not established himself yet on the court of play. You're right, Mike. It's a violation. Anna gets the ball back. 4:53 to go in the first. 3-2 Rockets. Riley Yulskamp up the right side. Whips a pass to Bart Bixler. Back out on top to Cam Stewart. I'm sure we'll see Isaiah Masteller soon for Anna. And Fort Loramie likes to sub three or four off the bench. Here's Bart Bixler with a hard charging drive along the baseline. And he went into the thick of the paint. And he managed to force one up and got it to fall. Banked it in from 5 feet and hung on the rim. He was in among the trees. And Bart's got all 5 points for Anna so far. 5-2 Rockets. We played half the first quarter. Here's Caleb Meyer, head of the key, goes to Albers. Right corner pass, Nate Meyer. Little give and go for Albers. He catches. 8-footer. Bites it in nicely. Grant Albers on the finish for the Redskins. He's got both goals for Fort Loramie. Bixler, both buckets and a free throw for Anna. 5-4 Rockets. 3:59 to go in the first. As Fort Loramie tags the ball of the Redskins bench. Anna plays it back in. Fuels camp near side to Bix. Oh, he makes a tight pocket pass to Murr. Jumper, foul line, rattles out. Rebound Fort Loramie. 3:40 left, opening quarter. 5-4 Anna. Up the right side, burning for Fort Loramie. Stops his dribble. Gives it to Albers, 25 feet away. He drives on Murray. Double teamed in the lane. Gets rid of it. Here's Nate Meyer. Dribbling into the top of the circle. Picked up by Huelskamp. Huelskamp shifts off onto Brandewee now. Bixler's got Burning 25 feet away. Burning is momentarily doubled. Gives it up to Albers. Looks for a teammate going back door. It's caught by Nate Meyer. He's double-teamed down low. Gets one up off the backboard and hangs on the rim. Comes off. Rebound, Anna. Huelskamp hurries down the floor. Goes to Stewart. 2:58 left. First period. 5-4 Anna. Into the post, it's Murray. Out high to Huelskamp. Near side pass, Bixler. It is going to be a low-scoring, tightly played defensive ball game. Each team quite physical. Both clubs with great football campaigns. Here's a long three-pointer right flank by Bixler. It curled in and out. Rebound Fort Loramie. Brandewee down the right side to Nate Meyer. 2:20 left, first quarter. Now to Brandewee. He and Meyer play pitch and catch top of the circle. Coming out to get it, Albers. Goes right side to Burning. Burning on the left-hand dribble to Brandewee. Fort Loramie constantly looking for that backdoor cutter. Can't find it. Brandewee drives baseline. Awkward fall-away, 12-footer. Good defense by Huelskamp. Shot short, out of bounds to Anna. 5-4 our score. Only two players have dropped in baskets so far.
Mastella reports in, and so does Kovacs for Anna.
Kovacs, 6'2 inside player on the floor for 6'4 Justin Murray. And as Mike noted, Masteller in for Anna. And we've got head coach Nate Barhorst conferring with the official right in front of us. 2:06 left to go here in the first quarter. Anna in the lead by 1, 5-4. As we noted, Hoing and Hoing Builders and Anna, new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants, Main Street in Fort Loramie, and Pinnacle Sports Therapy, located in Fort Loramie, also brand new with us here on scoresbroadcast.com.
In an interesting change there, he brings Justin Murray back in, and Barb Bixler leaves the game.
So Anna going big for the time being. Murray and Kovacs both on the floor. They're joined by Masteller, Huelskamp, and Leininger. Substitution for Fort Loramie. We've got big 6'3 senior Evan Holscher on the court.
And interesting enough, I don't think any time left the clock during that.
Long substitution discussion finally ironed out. Here's a bad pass by Anna, stolen by Fort Loramie. Quickly down the floor, Devin Ratterman has checked in. Minute 38 to go. Extremely low scoring opening session. Holscher outside the arc, gives it up to Ratterman, left wing. Three-pointer, bingo, Devin Ratterman. He is a very good spot-up three-point launcher. 7-5 Fort Loramie. Stewart dribbles to the foul line for Anna, and it is a reach-in takeaway by Fort Loramie. Nice job by the Redskins, who poked the ball free from Stewart. Fort Loramie up 2. Redskins first lead. Minute 5 left, opening quarter. Albers has got the ball. Low post right. Jump, shoots. 8-footer. Short, no good. Rebound down to Anna. Bad pass by the Rockets. Intercepted by Burning. Fort Loramie's got it back. Leading but 2. 50 seconds left in the first quarter. Burning dribbles with the left. Gets a screen from Holscher 25 feet away. Holscher rolls. Burning still has it. Holscher pops out to catch. 38 seconds to go, opening period. Here's Ratterman, far right flank, step back three, fading, left it short. Loose ball rebound to Anna's Huelskamp. 26 seconds to go, opening quarter. Huelskamp shake and bake, barging to the rim, right down the pike, up and good. What a play, fine drive by Huelskamp. We're tied at 7. 15 seconds to go, opening quarter. Fort Loramie having difficulty getting it in. It goes to Holscher at midcourt with 8 to go. Backcourt to Burning with 5 to go. Uelskamp on him. Burning from 30 feet. Reach in, steal by Leininger. Leininger's midcourt 45-footer wide right, no good. Quarter finishes. It's a deadlock. Nothing decided yet. Fort Loramie 7 and a 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his well-qualified techs at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned, building a quality name, a customer at a time. At Tom and Jerry's, we'll do what it takes to make your home or business feel perfectly comfortable, no matter what the outside temp happens to be. And we take pride in offering prompt and professional service. Eliminate those hot spots or cold spots. Simply make an appointment right now through our company website at tomjerrys.com.
We tried our Verizon hotspot about 35, 40 minutes before game time, and in this gym it simply does not work very well. Here is Fort Loramie with the initial possession, second quarter, game tied at 7. Jack Kramer, Mike Wick here at Fort Loramie. Chuck McBee vacationing in Florida for another week. So you've got to put up with Jack and Mike tonight. Here's Devin Ratterman with the ball for the Redskins. Left side pass to a teammate. It is handled there by Caleb Meyer. Ball poked up in the air by Isaiah Masteller. Caleb gets it back. Here's a hard drive down the right side of the lane. A lot of contact. Foul. Two free throws coming. Every shot around the basket will be challenged in this game tonight.
And Cameron Stewart picks up his first foul.
A couple of free throws here for Caleb Meyer for Fort Loramie. He's got the first one. 8-7 Redskins. Again, bear with us. We may cut out once in a while. We're on the Fort Loramie guest network package. But as we experienced when we were here for Fort Loramie, New Bremen, we were cutting out on that night occasionally during the halftime break. It's already dropped down on us as the transfer rate so far in this game. We played a minute here in the second quarter. Both free throws good by Caleb Meyer of Fort Loramie. And then here is an outstanding answer by the Anna Rockets. Wow, Ben Kovacs caught a ball below the foul line and made a jump hook, a 10-footer. That was pretty. We are tied at 9. Here's Brandewey down the floor for Fort Loramie. Here's a beautiful skip pass across the floor. It's caught by Caleb Meyer, and he rams in a 3-point jumper. 12-9 Fort Loramie. Good assist on the play by the Redskins. Masteller to Stewart. Outside the arc on the left to Bixler. To Uelskamp in the left corner. Back to Isaiah Masteller. He tries to hit the post player, Kovacs, cutting toward the basket. Missed him, and it goes out of bounds. 12-9, up by 3, Fort Loramie. Game was tied after 1 at 7. Masteller with 9 and 15 in the two games played for Anna this year. Cam Stewart, 10 and 15. Ben Kovacs at 14 in the win over New Knoxville. Riley Uelskamp and Bart Bixler in doubles in the opener. Bart in doubles in game 2. 2 minutes gone, second quarter. Fort Loramie up 3 with the ball. Outside the arc on the left, it's Nate Meyer. Hand off to Nolan Burning. Wants to drive into the paint area on Stewart. Fine D. He chokes him off. Ball given up on the arc to Caleb Maurer. Caleb Maurer, 6-foot freshman. Caleb Meyer, 6'2 junior. Ball dropped off baseline to Nate Meyer. He wants to make a jump pass. Anna swats it out of bounds. 5:48 left, second quarter. Fort Loramie 12, Anna 9. Redskins inbounding below the rim. Ball flipped to Caleb Meyer in the paint. Oh, a nice fallaway jumper. He rose off the floor and connected from 10 feet. He has got, believe it or not, 7 in the second quarter. All 7 Fort Loramie points tossed in by Caleb Meyer. He's having one heck of a second period. And he's faced the Redskins to a five-point cushion. Here's Cam Stewart. Might have gotten away with a walk. He sprints down the lane. Flips it high off the backboard. No good. Rebound Fort Loramie. Redskins try to build on the five-point edge. Brandewee timeline. Right side pass, Caleb Meyer. Meyer circles on top to Brandewee. Brandewee's got the ball 30 feet away. Gives it up to Nolan Burning. Coming out to catch is Nate Meyer. Meyer looks for a backdoor cutter, can't find him. Here's Brandewee. Brandewee at the point. Picked up there by Huelskamp. Oh, ball popped up in the air by Stewart. Recovered by Caleb Meyer over guarding Huelskamp of Anna. Anna having difficulty scoring, as it did against New Bremen. It hit for 90-plus against New Knoxville, which is young and not very strong. We expected a closely played defensive struggle. Both teams leaning on each other. And right now it's a double team by Anna. They put the clamps on Burning, and they're around him too tightly. They mug him and foul him about 30 feet from the basket. Mashteller picks it up. Third on Anna. Only one team foul committed so far by Fort Loramie. 4:37 left until halftime. 14-9 Fort Loramie. Nice defense by Bixler out at midcourt. Tipped across court to Caleb Meyer. Open, shooting, long range. No good. High off the back iron. Rebound into the lap of Bixler for Anna to Leininger, 25 feet away. Isaac looks inside for Kovacs. Can't find him. Goes top of the circle to Stewart. Anna has gotten one bucket now in the last 5 minutes and 30 seconds. Baseline Kovacs. Steps back, falls away, missed it from 17. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Probably not the shot head coach Nate Barhorst preferred Ben to take. Straight away with the ball, Nate Meyer for Fort Loramie. Little give and go, gave it up, got it back, fed it left corner to Burning. Burning hoists up a triple, hit the rim, caromed out. Rebound down to Anna, 2-on-2. Look at Bixler go, driving and scoring for Anna. Bixler had a crease, more like the quarterback in football. Bart split a couple defenders, away he went, 14-11.
And he made it look easy.
Anna in the lead, or I should say Fort Loramie in the lead by three. Here's an Isaac Leininger steal at midcourt. He busts the other way. Good for two, and a foul on Fort Loramie. Just like that, the Rockets on the verge of tying up this game. Four quick points. A bust out by Bixler and a basket. Leininger, a field goal. Free throw for Isaac. Anna down one. 3:22 left in the first. Boy, the way this game is going, low 40s. Free throw Leininger, high in the air, too strong. Oh, what an offensive rebound by Kovacs. Got it. Oh, what a play. Nate Barhorst timeout. Six quick points by Anna, which goes from 14-9 down to 15-14 on top. 3:16 left until halftime on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to Facebook.com or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Vets, serving vets.
Honesty, integrity. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'm Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020. This message paid for by the committee to elect Jordan Sheriff.
Another new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, Mark Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff. And as we noted, Hoing & Hoing Builders on with us now. Hoing & Hoing in Anna has served the Shelby County and neighboring counties since 1977, specializing in custom-built homes on the client's lot or any of our Hoing & Hoing lots located northeast of Kettlersville on Rutger Road. Also offering services for home remodels, additions, outbuildings, With over 200 years of experience among our current employees, Hoing & Hoing has become one of the premier home builders in the area. Back to action. We had two timeouts in succession. A brief interlude. A ball tossed out of bounds. 5 seconds went off the clock. We're down to 2:50 to go. Second quarter. Anna on a 6-0 run leads at 15-14. Here's Burning, top of the circle. Oh, a great lob pass down inside to Albers. Passed up to Gimme. Fed it to Devin Ratterman, who threw it on the arc to Burning, who canned the triple. 17-15, Fort Loramie by two.
I was going to call that an error, but I don't think it turned out that way.
Here's a baseline drive by Bixler for Anna, and he's in a crowd. Ball hits the beneath side of the board, comes down to Fort Loramie. Skipping down the floor in a hurry goes Burning. Burning to Nate Meyer, cross court to Devin Ratterman. Ball thrown to the post to Albers. It goes to work in Kovacs. Right corner to Nate Meyer. He lofts it up. Beauty from three-point land. Wow. Back-to-back triples by Fort Loramie. And the Redskins swing on top by five.
Oh, moved that ball really well.
Sure did. It's a game of spurts. You're right, Mike. Ball motion excellent by Fort Loramie, resulting in two good looks from three-point territory. Minute 48 to go, second quarter. Yulskamp, foul line extended left. Here's a good pass down inside to Leininger. He's knocked to the floor. Shot goes in and out. A couple of free throws coming for Anna. I said Leininger caught it below the rim. It was Bixler who's at the stripe. So if you're looking for a large 2.5 country acre lot, Hoing & Hoing currently has lots for art designing your dream home. Call Hoing & Hoing Builders, 937-394-7144, 394-7144. What you can imagine, we can create at Hoing & Hoing.
Bart made both of those.
Bart Bixler pops in a couple free ones. Scoreboard reads Fort Loramie 20 and a 17. Fort Loramie had gone out in front by five. Now it's a three-point game. 90 seconds to go, first half. Brandewey on the floor, nearly taken away. Scattered floor, open man catches and lays in. Nice play. Caleb Meyer caught it. Brandewey got the ball out of trouble. And thanks to some mixed-up defensive assignments, Fort Loramie was able to free a guy beneath the basket. Brandewey hit Meyer, who dropped in the deuce, 22-17. Anna down five. Leininger, a shot fake, goes below the foul line, tries to put one up, blocked away by Albers, out of bounds. It stays with the Rockets, 58 ticks on the clock. Late second quarter, 22-17, Fort Loramie. Yulskamp inbounds, right corner to Stewart. Right back to Riley. O'Reilly was picked up tightly by Brandewey. Hand off to Leininger. Leininger 20 feet away. Shake and bake move. Uh-oh, he walked. Turnovers mount now for Anna, 8. And that's the sign of a little rust. Rockets slowly but surely will get their basketball legs under them. And their hoops shooting touch back. Fort Loramie has played 6 games so far. Anna, 2. That's a big difference. 45 seconds to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie into the forecourt to our left. Redskins have the ball, head of the key. It's Brandewey. 35 seconds left until halftime. Gives it up to Caleb Meyer. Far out on the left side, Nate Meyer wants to drive. He is choked off. Gives it up top of the circle to Albers. Fort Loramie may play for one now as the clock works under 20. Deep right corner, Caleb Meyer dribbles to the head of the key with the left hand. Goes to Brandewey, who looks at head coach Corey Britton to our right. He signals a play with 8, with 7. Here's Burning, 30 feet out. Gives it up to Caleb Meyer. He hoists up a 3-ball. Bullseye! Bullseye! At the buzzer! Caleb Meyer with a fantastic second quarter. Redskins, 2 threes, 2 twos, 2 free throws, and Fort Loramie has edged on top by 8. 8-point lead, Redskins, 25-17. Game was tied at 7 after 1, and the Redskins throw a big 1-8, 18 at Anna in quarter number 2. Our Wilson Health Sports coming in a moment. We're back in a Scores broadcast. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer with Mike Wick, filling in for Chuck McBee. Halftime on Hoops for a Cure Night at Fort Loramie. Our halftime brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, from which you just heard. For the Anna Rockets, 7 points first quarter, 10 in the second. Anna offensively being held in check. Fort Loramie with 7 in the opening stanza and busting open with 18 points in that second quarter. Fort Loramie led in period number 2, but 12 points from Caleb Meyer. How about that? He drilled home 12 of the 18. The other 6 points tallied by Nate Meyer, a late second quarter 3, and Nolan Burning, a late second quarter 3. Devin Ratterman's got 3 points in the game. Grant Albers had 2 first quarter field goals, 4-4. For Anna, the 17 points have come like this. A good game from Bart Bixler, as Bart has 3 of the 7 buckets in this game for Anna. Bixler, 3 field goals, 3 free throws, 9 points. Isaac Leininger, a basket for 2. Riley Hilskamp, a basket for 2. And Ben Kovacs has 2 field goals, 4-4. Kovacs coming off a fine double-digit 14-point scoring game last Monday against New Knoxville. 25-17, Fort Loramie over Anna. Quarter breaks, halftime breaks. Apparently, use of the network system by others here at Fort Loramie, our transfer rate, which right now is back to near where it should be. Go to Goffney Furniture in Sydney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue, for high-quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has got you covered. The highest quality furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and youth bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and more. We're priced to fit your budget with finance options and easy application. Goffney can also find you a perfect fitting mattress by using the new innovative support report system. Come in and try it. You'll feel the results. Visit our showroom with hundreds of room layouts, new inventory of furniture, always on Goffney.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney, 47 in Sydney, Ohio. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. We'll hear from LaCal Equipment in just a matter of seconds. LaCal underwrites our halftime segment. We highlight a cheerleader from each school here tonight from Fort Loramie. Halftime score for on scoresbroadcast.com.
Removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School. Go on and learn career skills.
Jackson athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarship. These student-athletes have completed their degrees.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal.
We are LaCal.
Why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
And we highlight here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com a couple of cheerleaders from each school being recognized by LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center for excellence in the classroom and in activity school-wide. Allie Barlaghi for Fort Loramie, senior cheerleader, daughter of Brian and Tracy, 3.4 GPA, active in competition cheer. Elmwood assistant Libby's portion of Elmwood. She babysits, volunteers for youth ministry, and plays the will attend Bluffton and pursue nursing. For Anna, cheerleader 3.0 and Dave, active in FTA, FCA donor, takes part in National Honor Society. And she'll begin her nursing study at Rhodes Community College in Lima and then transfer on to earn her BSN. Adrian Endley, senior cheerleader at Anna, 3.5 GPA. Allie Barlaghi, senior cheerleader at Fort Loramie. Outstanding student as well, 3.4 GPA. Being highlighted here tonight thanks to LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center. We'll hear from Maury's Landing in just a moment, reminding you that we've got more high school basketball for you on Monday. These Anna Rockets are at home against Jackson Center. Here we go on scoresbroadcast.com. We launch play in the third quarter with Fort Loramie leading Anna by 8. And right away on the Anna inbounds pass, Fort Loramie guilty of a hold. First foul, of course, here in the second half.
That goes against Nolan Burning.
Burning is first. Burning picked it up. Fort Loramie was conserving its fouls in the first half. Only picked up a couple. Anna inbounding. Wide open shooter in the deep left corner is Isaiah Masteller. He has spurred Anna in its first two games this year. And he popped in a three. The line drive shot rippled the cords. Didn't touch the rim. It was a beauty. And Anna is within 5. 25-20. Here's a hard drive down the lane by Brandewee of Fort Loramie. He muscles one up. No good. Tip by Albers is missed. Over the back, rebounding foul on Fort Loramie. Right away, a couple fouls on the Redskins. Caleb Meyer picked it up. Keep track of fouls. Boy, the team that gets to the 1-1 first in the second half in a close game often gets the advantage. Head coach Corey Britton trying to pull a crafty maneuver. He comes out second possession, third quarter in a zone. As he's left the man-to-man, he's got his own defense running now. Ball knocked out of bounds by Fort Loramie in the corner. Reds 5-20, minute gone, third period. Ball inbounded by Anna, which has Leininger, Masteller, Bixler, Hulskamp on the floor with Stewart. Anna going small. Masteller left open. He chucks one up from 28 feet. Missed it off to the right. Rebound for Loramie. Quickly down the floor. They beat Anna's defense. Layup good. Grant Albers got the chippy. Oh, look out. Here's Hulskamp. Coast to coast. He's got it. Driving layup. Anna retaliates. 32-27. Anna down 5. Boy, layup at one end. And Anna hustling got a gimme at the other. Here's Brandewee to midcourt for Fort Loramie. He motions. Gets a screen 25 feet away from Albers. Doesn't use it. 6:15 to go, third quarter. Right side pass, Caleb Meyer. Drops it cross court for Brandewee. Hulskamp tries to steal. Brandewee loses him. A driving left-hand runner. No good. Anna got the rebound and threw it away. Rockets in their haste to get the ball down the floor. Pronto made a bad pass.
I think he looked down court, saw somebody, he then got defended, and then he decided to try to throw somebody else. And
again, thanks for putting up with us. We've had a technical glitch or two during breaks. I think we're on a network system being used by others here in the arena, because at quarter breaks, at halftime break, we were interrupted. Our transfer rate really dropped. We might have been cutting in and out. That's too bad. But you've got us loud and clear right now. Here's Brandewee on the arc for Fort Loramie. Got a nice feed from Nate Meyer, who set him up. But Nick came up short on the shot. Anna produced the rebound. Bixler, top of the circle. Shake and bake move. Down the lane, around Burning. High off the glass. No. Rebound Fort Loramie. 32-27, or I should say 27-22, Fort Loramie. Here's Albers open in the lane for Fort Loramie. Turn around Jay from 10. Oh, feather-like touch. Hit every inch of the rim. Kerplunk, it fell through. 29-22, Fort Loramie matches its biggest lead, 7. Just over 5 to play, third quarter. Hulskamp drops it off to Masteller in the right corner. Back to Riley, 25 feet away. Masteller sets and shoots a three. He buries it. Not much arch, but it was perfect. A couple of triples for Masteller in the third quarter. 29-25. Anna down 4. Here's pressure by Anna. Bad pass by Fort Loramie. And then a steal by Fort Loramie. Redskins get it back. A turnover each way. Here's Devin Ratterman, top of the circle for Fort Loramie. High left. He goes to Brandewee. Tries to drop it off to Albers, and it's poked. Up again, we have seen our transfer rate drop, and we're cutting in and out momentarily. Too bad. We'll have to get that solved before our next trip here to Fort Loramie. Got to make sure we're on the correct network that should be used by only media or perhaps guests in addition to media. First free throw by Albers. Yes, he's got it. Second shot, Grant, front rim, and it falls over and through. Fine game, Grant Albers. He's having a heck of a start to the year. 31-25. The junior saw a lot of playing time last year as a soft. Here's Hannah countering, a drive into the lane by Masteller, coughed it up, got it back. Then threw it to Leininger on the arc. Hannah down six. Leininger pull up Jay, foul line, hit the flange, rebound down to Fort Loramie. Goes to Caleb Maurer. Caleb to midcourt. Half the third quarter in the books. 6-point lead in favor of Fort Loramie. Here's Burning. Right corner, Devin Ratterman. Line drive, triple. Bingo! Devin Ratterman's on the money. And we've got a wet spot on the floor at midcourt being mopped up at the moment. Anna reeling a little bit now. Rockets need a good close to the third quarter to be in this game at the start of the fourth. Fort Loramie up 9, a chance to push it to 11 or 12. In backcourt, it is Albers dribbling too much. He's pressured. It's swiped by Masteller. Masteller to the rim, and a two-shot foul committed by Albers. Albers needed help. The big man was in backcourt for Fort Loramie. He was stymied. Double-team came. Masteller picked his pocket. He's got a couple free throws. Isaiah trying to spark Anna as he did at New Bremen last Saturday. His free throw dips in, dips out. 3:16 to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie by 9 over Anna. Biggest lead of the night for the Redskins. Nolan Burning in, Nate Meyer out for Fort Loramie. Masteller toes the stripe once more. Free throw is short, but it has enough oomph on it. And it gets over the lip of the rim and falls through.
Took a nice hop for him.
Yes, it did. Mike Wick with me tonight. Chuck McBee in Florida vacationing for another week. It's Mike Wick.
Here
for a week. Wick for a week. Thank you, Mike, for being alongside here at Fort Loramie. Occasionally the network system here troubling us a little bit. 8-point lead, Fort Loramie, after Masteller goes 1 of 2 at the stripe. Here's a give and go inside to Albers. No shot, though. Gives it up across the bottom of the key to Brandewey. Oh, look at the teamwork. Brandewey banks it in from 10. Fort Loramie's offense is clicking.
That was nice ball movement.
Woo! And on Hoops for a Cure night, it's Fort Loramie by 10 over Anna. 36-26 late in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Oh, you can count on Brookins for great food always at Brookins. Carl Arnes does it right. You'll love that pork chop special on Saturday night. Two delicious 8-ounce marinated chops. Plus, try the savory sandwiches, cheesy and meaty homemade pizza, too. Juicy broasted chicken. Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Enjoy that new late-night menu. Open till 2:30 a.m. Thursday through Saturday. Boy, you can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Like them on Facebook. It's BrookensPub.com. B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. Here's Anna after the timeout. Forecourt left. Long three-pointer. Leininger no good. Rebound Bixler. He dips under a Fort Loramie defender. Shot is short. Loose ball tie-up, and Fort Loramie gets it. Wow. 2:18 left in the third. Fort Loramie up 10 with the ball. Anna Rockets hit the 90 mark against Wheaton, New Knoxville on Monday. struggled to get to 54 against New Bremen.
And Anna had about three shots there, on that, and they missed.
And Fort Loramie, good defense. Each shot was challenged. Yeah. Anna got in pretty close, but to Fort Loramie, quite physical. Played superb D. Now Fort Loramie up 10, has got the ball. Devin Ratterman hits a player in tight. It is Brandewey on the post. Back out to Devin. Steps inside the arc and misses a 17-footer. Oh, my goodness. A Fort Loramie player went high in the air for the rebound. I think it was Caleb Meyer. He was undercut, and Caleb hit the floor hard. He splashed onto the paint area below the rim. What a thud. Hopefully he is okay. We'll have a delay, I am sure. A minute 50 left to go here in the third quarter. Fort Loramie will have the ball out of bounds. Foul on Anna. Don't think it was a shooting foul. Late in the third, just under two left. Fort Loramie leads it by 10, 36-26. Check out that great inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, West Main, and Fort Loramie. Super deals. Customer pricing and financing always. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. And he's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at Geyer's, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com. But Caleb is trying to shake off what appears to be maybe an ankle injury. It's slight. He's at the end of the bench walking around on it. He's had a sparkling game. He had a great second quarter. Two threes, two twos, two free throws. In that second quarter of play, a dozen points. He's really dazzled in this contest tonight and went up really high a moment ago for an offensive rebound. Defensive foul. Anna Fort Loramie throws it onto the court of play with 90 seconds left in period number three. Ball rotated on top for Burning. Wide open. Chucked up a three short. Oh, look at the rebound by Albers of Fort Loramie. That was men among boys. I talked about Albers in the pregame. I talked about him during Fort Loramie's contest against St. Henry, against New Bremen. He is really showing his muscle. He's flexing every ounce of strength on the inside. The junior's having a good start to the season. Anna counters. Quick fadeaway shot. Yes, it is thrown in on the play by Riley Hulskamp. A fadeaway jumper below the foul stripe. Boy, Anna needed that in the worst way.
Yes, they did.
Rockets had slipped behind by 12, 38-26. Now it's 38-28. 45 seconds to go, third quarter. Left side pass to Nate Meyer, out high to Brandewey. Brandewey gives to Albers. Grant learning to handle the ball extremely well away from the basket. Knock free there, picked it up, threw it to Holscher. Oh, pick and roll, left side of the floor. It went from Nate Meyer to Holscher, foul line to Albers. He hits the 17-footer. Grant Albers coming up big, 12-point game. 40-28 Fort Loramie. 16 seconds to go, third quarter. Masteller, top of the circle. Left side pass to Murray. To Hulskamp. Tries to whip it inside to Murray. That was a careless pass. Fort Loramie picked it off with six to go. 3 seconds left, third quarter. Brandewey, foul line, step back, 15-footer.
Nails it.
At the buzzer. What a shot by Brandewey. Anna on its heels, down 14 after three periods on scoresbroadcast.com.
I'd like to make a toast to the barbecue beef melt smothered in sweet, tangy barbecue sauce on Texas toast from Frisch's Big Boy.
Cheers!
Well, I'd like to make a toast to their new cranberry turkey melt covered in their cranberry tartar sauce, also on Texas toast.
Hear, hear!
And I would like to make a toast to the Monte Cristo with ham and Swiss cheese and drizzled with warm syrup.
Was that a fake accent?
Well, it's on French toast, so I thought
Yeah, that's not a French accent.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
And don't forget, here on scoresbroadcast.com, thanks to these Fort Loramie game sponsors, as the halftime bulge of 8 has been extended to 14. Grant Albers was a big player for Fort Loramie in period number three. He has been the whole game as he added four field goals and two free throws in the third to his two buckets in the first. Anna's got the ball to start the fourth quarter. Anna needs a run of points to get this down below 10. Here's Bixler, top of the circle, left open. He shoots a three ball, hit the front rim, backboard came off.
Stewart got the rebound.
Stick back, good, but Cam Stewart of Anna. He was Johnny on the spot. Big hoop for the Rockets, who are down 12, 42 to 30, and you can bet your life Anna will be pressing all over the floor now. Don't forget Brookins. Open till 2:30 a.m. Thursday through Saturday. You'll love that pork chop special tomorrow night at Brookins. Plus many savory sandwiches, cheesy and meaty homemade pizza also. Here's Fort Loramie attacking. Team foul situation. Three Fort Loramie, two on Anna. We played 50 seconds in the fourth. Fort Loramie leads by a dozen. Big buzzer beater to close out the third 8 minutes by Brandewee. Over guarding foul out at the top of the Fort Loramie bench as Bixler got into the grill of Nate Meyer. Fort Loramie will throw it in play. Nate Meyer pitches to Burning in backcourt. Burning picked up by Masteller. Burning over the timeline. Hands it off 30 feet away to Caleb Meyer. Meyer's got the ball on the arc. Good to see him back on the court after that tough spill he took a few minutes ago. Lost ball by Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie gets it back. Scattered floor. Nate Meyer's got the gimme. Anna lost their men. 44-30, Fort Loramie. Here's a baseline drive by Anna. And it is Bixler forcing the action. Defense is there late. It's a foul. Common. 6:36 to go in the third. Anna down 14. Fort Loramie trying to hold home court.
Meyer picks up his third.
Redskins do have the loss at Jackson Center. Fort Loramie trying to stay within a game of Anna in the loss column, or I should say a game within the Tigers in the loss column. Jackson Center hosting Botkins tonight. Ball thrown left side to Masteller. Masteller almost walked, picked up by Burning. Takes right, goes left, back to the right, into the lane. Submarine shot, almost made the Harlem Globetrotter effort. Nearly went down, two-shot foul coming. 44-30, Fort Loramie. 6:24 left to go in the fourth quarter.
That'll be team number five.
Free throw in and out. Redskins put together two splendid back-to-back periods, second and third, to lead Anna by 14, with under 6.5 remaining in the fourth. Swish on the second free throw by Masteller. Anna's amassed only 31 points in this game in nearly 26 minutes. The defense by Fort Loramie has been excellent. Here is Fort Loramie to midcourt. It is Burning with the ball. Anna's defense has been good, too. Fort Loramie, though, has really started to click ever since early part of the second quarter. Again, repeating, this for Fort Loramie is game seven. Only game number three for Anna. 2 minutes gone, fourth quarter. Fort Loramie dribbling time away. Here's Brandewee, left side to Nate Meyer. 5:50 remaining. Goes down into the corner to Burning. Burning's got a free lane, an avenue to the rim. Driving and scoring is Burning for Fort Loramie. Here's a long cross-court pass to Bixler for Anna. He dives into the paint area, in among the trees. Can't get the shot to go. Good defense by Brandewee and Nate Meyer. And Fort Loramie's got the ball up 15. Biggest lead, 5:26 left. Here's Albers' foul line. Most everybody thought this game would be much closer heading down the stretch. It's not. Brandewee carves out space in the lane. Look at him go. He muscles to the rim, and it's a two-shot foul for Brandewee of Fort Loramie with 5:16 to go in the fourth. Anna on its heels ever since the early stages of the second quarter. Fort Loramie simply a step ahead of the Rockets. And to say that Anna is shaking off the rust because of the late great state championship football run, and the tardy start in basketball is an understatement. And clearly not basketball sharp yet. Trouble is, because of the late start, you've got teams like Fort Loramie playing game 7. Botkins and Houston have played 7. Jackson Center's got 3 league victories under its belt already, 3-0. Free throws there for Fort Loramie. Brandewee at the stripe with 2. Missed the first, fouled in the act of shooting. Second one is good. And Anna down 16. The biggest difference in this game has the ball. Forecourt to her left. It's Leininger. Good defense in the baseline. He is stopped cold. Gives it up to Mastellers. Trying to go one-on-one. Can't do it. Cross court to Kovacs in the corner. He goes beneath the rim.
Offs it up.
Tries to flip a no-look pass near side to Yuleskamp. He's not home. It's out of bounds. Anna not in sync. The synergy not there. That's all there is to it.
It is not.
There is no glue out there at the moment. Fort Loramie has really enhanced its chemistry the last couple of weeks. Again, game 7 for Fort Loramie, and the Redskins look it on offense. They have become galvanized. Here's a 3-point shot by Devin Radiman from the left corner. It is no good. Skipped off the rim. Brandewee tips it in. 49-31. Fort Loramie by 18. 4:20 to go in the game. Masteller driving. Goes to Kovacs in the right corner. Jumping and shooting a 3-ball. Swish! Kovacs for Anna. 49-34. Fort Loramie by 15. Biggest lead came at 4:20 left when it was 49-31. Here is Fort Loramie trying to heave one over Anna's pressure, and it goes out of bounds.
All the way at the other end. Nobody touched it. It's going back underneath Anna's bucket.
Yep. Rockets with a chance to score beneath its goal. 4 minutes gone in the fourth. Anna running out of time. It would take a Herculean effort. Here's the ball lobbed to the center part of the floor. Brandewee and Bixler go up. Neither one touches. It goes into backcourt. Bixler gets it. Sends it up the floor to Yuleskamp. And he lets go a long NBA 3. No good off to the left. Rebounded by Fort Loramie's Nate Meyer. Backcourt to Albers. And head coach Corey Britton in year number 6 guiding the Redskins gets a full timeout. Fort Loramie in command. 3:47 to go in the fourth. 15-point lead Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG, American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way to elect Jordan Sheriff.
Mark Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff, a new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. And occasionally we see our transfer rate is dipping. That's a glitch in the network here at Fort Loramie tonight. It's happened a few times. We apologize. Sound may drop for a second or two and come right back. 49-34, Fort Loramie over Anna. 3.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie with the ball. It has been all Redskins ever since the early stages of the second quarter. Fort Loramie tied the game late in the first at 7. Anna had a lead early on of, I think, 7-3. And Fort Loramie just scored again. Good, hard-nosed driving layup on the play by Nolan Burning. He's been sharp tonight. And that builds Fort Loramie's lead to 17.
He blew right past the defender.
There's a shot fake on the arc by Bixler for Anna. He darts into the lane, missed a runner, and coming out of there with a rebound is Albers. 2:59 to go. It's a blowout here at Fort Loramie.
There's another one.
On Hoops for a Cure night. Here's a drive down the lane. Caleb Meyer in traffic. Rolled it off the rim, but Fort Loramie snatched the board. 2:44 to go. Clock winding down. Staccato cheer from the Fort Loramie crowd. Seconds being checked off the clock. Team foul situation, five each way. Anna bats the ball out of bounds. Calling Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his well-qualified techs at Tom and Jerry's. Family-owned, building a quality name, a customer at a time. At Tom and Jerry's, will do what it takes to make your home or business feel perfectly comfortable, no matter what the outside temp happens to be. We take pride in offering prompt and professional assistance. Make an appointment online, TomJerry's.com. Call Mike Holdhouse if you'd like at 937-295-3243. Again, that's 295-3243. Mike Holdhouse, Heating and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Visit TomJerry's.com. Mike will take a break here from Reese Myring, one of our new underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. 2:28 left. Fort Loramie in command, up 17 over Anna on ScoresBroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
As we return to action here on ScoresBroadcast.com, Isaac Leininger has just jettisoned in a perfect three ball for Anna. It swished. We were looking over Isaac's shoulder. It was on the money all the way, on target, right through the netting. And then Anna stole the inbounds pass by Fort Loramie. Fouled in the act of shooting was Bart Bixler. He calmly drops in a pair of foul shots. And Fort Loramie's 17-point lead is down to 12, 51-39. But only a minute 51 remain in this game. Fort Loramie's biggest lead was at 51-34. Redskins get the ball out of trouble, throw it long, cross-court to Burning. Now to Caleb Meyer. Caleb on the bounce, now to Brandweep. It is a game of pitch and catch, hide-and-go-seek now for Fort Loramie, making Anna come out and foul. Rockets do. Minute 33 left.
That's still comma, but the next one will be bonus.
It was 51-34. Less than a moment ago, it was 49-31 at the 4:20 mark. That, in fact, was the biggest lead amassed by Fort Loramie. Here's a foul committed by Anna, and Fort Loramie sends Albers to the stripe. Grant Albers off to a very good start this year for the Redskins. He is making his presence known in the post. Free throw Grant, good, and he's become an accomplished free throw shooter. 52-39, Fort Loramie up 13. By the way the game started out at 7-7 after one, I remarked at that point in time, low 40s might win it. Well, Fort Loramie's offense really started to cash in, and Fort Loramie, after a 7-point first quarter, has now racked up 52 on the night. Albers made a free throw, missed a free throw. Anna with a quick triple, no good down to her left. Fort Loramie tapped it out. Anna throws in. Hillscamp looking. Lobs it out back to McCain Finkenbein, who's in now. McCain on the floor, 6 foot sophomore. There's a long jump shot by Anna off to the left. Rebound Fort Loramie. Foul Anna over the back.
That's number five, I believe, on.
1-1 situation for Fort Loramie. Brandewey goes to the line as Leininger may have fouled out for Anna. Is that correct?
No, I thought the foul was on
Stewart. Stewart picked it up.
There you go.
It was not on Isaac. Southpaw. Nick Brandewey sinks the free throw to make it 53-39 in favor of Fort Loramie, up by 14. Head coach Corey Britton gets a timeout for the Fort Loramie Redskins, who are in command up 14 with just over a minute to play. Brookins in Fort Loramie, well known for its juicy roasted chicken plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. Don't forget tomorrow night, the special is pork chops. Two delicious 8-ounce marinated chops at Brookins. You can't beat Brookins. 10 Elm Street, Fort Loramie. Like them on Facebook, Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, located in Sydney, Route 47, west of I-75. Outstanding, high-quality furniture. Priced just right at Goffney. Furniture for your home office space, for your dining room, living room, bedrooms, entertainment centers. A new inventory of furniture always on display at Goffney. And take advantage of a new unique system which enables you to find the perfect fitting mattress. It's called the Innovative Support Report System. Come in, try it. You'll feel the results. Visit the Goffney showroom, hundreds of room layouts, and a superb inventory of furniture always on display at Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. Brandewey at the stripe, then for Fort Loramie. Missed free throws for the Redskins, who still lead by 14 with a minute left. Here's a driving layup off balance. Bixler, short. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. And, oh, wow, the Redskins break contain, find the open player. Pass to Caleb Meyer, layup good. What a night for Caleb. Here is Atlanta. Anna rockets down the floor, challenging in the paint. Little fall-away eight-footer by Hulskamp. No good off the back iron. Rebound to Fort Loramie. And as it did against New Bremen, simply not shooting it well. Rockets don't have the basketball legs under them, nor do they have the hoop shooting touch. And it's back up to a 16-point game. Final 20 seconds. Anna comes out to defend. Fort Loramie's not going to shoot. We're down under 15 to go. Burning on the arc to Brandewey. Intercepted by Hulskamp. Long lead out down the floor to Finkenbein for the layup. 5 seconds to go. Fort Loramie will win it by 14, and that's it. On Hoops for a Cure night, Fort Loramie defeats Anna 55-41. After the first quarter of play, it was all Redskins who turned away the Rockets. Game 7 for Fort Loramie, game 3 for Anna. Rockets not sharp, still shaking off the rust. Great state championship football run. Fort Loramie with game 7 tonight, and it showed. Redskins have gotten their offense in gear. It really clicked. And Grant Albers in the middle is turning into a fine pivot man.
Yes, he
is. Fort Loramie extremely well. And what a night by Caleb Meyer. We'll return in a moment with our Clancy star of the game and wrap it up for you and preview our next encounter when we come back. Fort Loramie by 14 over Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's.
Clancy's. I always see them at after school activities with the brown Clancy's to go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Our Clancy stars of the game, Caleb Meyer, 14 points for Fort Loramie. Grant Albers, 15 for the Redskins. They share the honors on the side of the victors. For the losing Anna squad, Bart Bixler, 14 points to lead the way, the only young man in double digits. A new underwriting sponsor tonight, Pinnacle Sports Therapy. Thank you so much. We're so pleased to promote Pinnacle, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Physical therapist and owner Jim Spitzer, 21 years experience working in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He truly develops a customized treatment program for you. He works on a one-on-one individual basis, and he maintains great progress by specializing a home program for you. That's Jim Spitzer, Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park Street in Fort Loramie. A superb physical therapist like Jim Spitzer is a good guy to know. And for the last 13 years, he's operated Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation on Center Street in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, phone 937-419-1491, 419-1491, Pinnacle Sports Therapy. Let us help you move forward. We'll hear from Mark Jordan for Sheriff once more before we close. I'd like to remind you, our anchor underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com include the following: the Sydney Daily News, outstanding sports page coverage. Thanks to Bryant Billings, sports editor of the SDN, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, founding underwriting sponsor, could not have gotten started without the help of LaCal back in 2006 and 7. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Also a great deal of gratitude to Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings, goffneyfurniture.com. In between, located south of Botkins Foods, not in between, it is out of this world. We'll also hear from the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission momentarily. Vets helping vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282 or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. The Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn. A big savings always at the Jewelry Barn. We'll have a set of three coming up, Mike, momentarily. Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, and Mark Jordan for Sheriff. Big win for the Fort Loramie Redskins here tonight. Fort Loramie advancing now to 5-2 on the year. Anna drops to 1-2. Anna Rockets' next encounter is one-week cover, Monday night at home, Jackson Center at Anna. And the Rockets losing tonight here on the road need a victory on Monday, or Anna will fall two back of Jackson Center in the loss column. Fort Loramie's next contest is January 3rd at Botkins. As I mentioned, the Redskins now 5-2, 3-1 in the Shelby County League. We've got a scorebook correction. Bart Bixler finishes with 11 points. Isaiah Masteller had 8. 7 points for Ben Kovacs for Anna. 6 for Riley Huelskamp. 5 for Isaac Leininger. 2 each for Cam Stewart and McCain Finkenbein. For the Fort Loramie Redskins, as we noted, 15 for Grant Albers, 14 for Caleb Meyer. Outstanding floor game for Nick Brandewee. He tallied 8, 6 for Devin Ratterman, 7 for Nolan Burning, 5 for Nate Meyer. Head coach Corey Britton's Redskins win it 55-41 over Nate Barhorse and the Rockets. We'll close it out in a moment when we come back from here at Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Jordan Sheriff.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets. The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Have so many thanks to the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, plus the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Thank you very much. Again, gratitude to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating and Air Conditioning, and M&A Muffler and Tires, all three in Fort Loramie. They are online with us for Fort Loramie games only during our basketball season. Mike enjoyed it. Hopefully when Chuck McBee returns, he comes back with some real warm weather.
And a tan.
And a tan. Oh, I'm sure. One way or the other, he'll get a tan.
I'm sure he will.
If it's unbelievably cloudy down there, he'll dip into a salon. He'll come back with a tan for sure. Our next webcast here on scoresbroadcast.com, you and me were at Anna on Monday. We'll double check that. I think it's Mike Wick, Jack Kramer.
Right.
We'll clear that up with Matt Zerker, but we're at Anna on Monday. Jackson Center Tigers at Anna. Tip-off 7:30, webcast time 7:10 on Monday night for that big Shelby County League game. Anna will be in desperate need of a home court victory on Monday. Final score once again tonight, 55-41. Fort Loramie beats the Rockets by 14. Ron Mooney is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee, normally alongside Stats Color on-site engineering. Mike Wick here tonight instead. I'm Jack Kramer. Final time, final score tonight from Fort Loramie. Redskins over the Rockets by 14 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.